Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski. On today's program, I am joined for the weekly chamber chat by a couple guests. I have, of course, Lindsay Pasuti, the Perry Chamber of Commerce Director. And today we are also joined by Wanda Pritzel, the Director of Development for Perry Lutheran Homes. So Wanda and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
It's good to be here.
Wanda, we will start with you, of course, and we're talking about something happening tomorrow. That is the Run Through Time, big, big event. What can you tell me about where this is at?
It is. This is a big event. We are celebrating elder care, we're celebrating music, and we're going to have a lot of fun on Saturday morning. And the 5K fun run walk will begin and end at Spring Valley, which is on the east side of the hospital property.
All right. So the original plan was to have registrations cut off earlier this week, but you decided to keep it going so people can still register and all the way up to the event, correct?
Yes, we changed that because there were some people who were kind of making last minute plans. We now have registration still open through the website, and the website where you can go to find out more information as well as to register as an individual or still register your team is runthroughtime.run. And we also decided we will allow any late minute deciders to come on Saturday morning as late as 8:30, 8:45 and fill out a paper registration at the site. The Ready, Set, Go run is at 9 o'clock.
All right. So how much is it going to cost for people to participate?
$40 is the individual registration fee, and that's on the website as well. And all the funds that we raise go to support services for our elders here in Perry. And we're really looking at funding two different things through this event. One is the group out of Adel Home Care provides home-delivered meals to upwards of 40 people every day just in Perry. They also provide out in the county, in Dallas County and other communities, but just in Perry, 40 people a day. And those meals are provided by them at what people are able to contribute just on a contributory basis. And so there's a lot of need to help support that for our elders in Perry who need nutritious food on a regular basis, who aren't able to cook for themselves, but otherwise are able to stay in their homes. We can help them with that. So part of this is going to be to support home-delivered meals with home care. The other part will be to support some of the unmet needs for our elders at Perry Lutheran Homes.
All right. Now, you mentioned the 5K run walk. Now, for someone like me, I'm a little out of shape. That seems a little long of a distance for me, but there's another option for people that would still like to participate, correct?
Yes, there is. And for anybody with children or perhaps an older person or just someone who doesn't want to do the entire 5K, we're going to have what we're calling a decade dash, which is a short path right on the site of Spring Valley. And we'll have little start time for that too, which will be at 10:30, and little awards for everybody who participates in that. And we hope that we have elders as well as young people together on that path enjoying that.
All right. Now, this isn't just for the runners. People are also encouraged to just show up and take part in some activities, correct?
Exactly right. We're going to have a lot of kid-friendly activities, and some elder-friendly activities on site at Perry Lutheran on the grounds. We have a DJ, Mr. Pat Graney, is going to be with us. He's going to be playing music as well as announcing the start of the race and the finishers as they come in. Also on the site of the event, we're going to have several children's games, water balloon toss, some yard games, hula hoop competition. We're going to have a face painting. And then for people who are older, we're going to do things like cornhole. I was visiting the other day with some of the gentlemen from Spring Valley, and they were trying to get up a little cornhole competition excitement going. So if anybody wants to come and challenge the residents at Spring Valley to play cornhole, I think there are a couple of gentlemen there who would love that and would be up for that.
All right, line drawn in the sand. So the challenge has been issued. Wanda Pritzel with Perry Lutheran Homes. Anything else about Run Through Time that you'd like to mention today?
No, except for to really encourage you to come, not only for a lot of fun, but for a good cause. We really are working on a campaign that's community-wide that we're calling Step Up, which stands for Serving Together Our Elders in Perry. If you go to the website Run Through Time, you'll see that we're issuing a weekly Step Up Challenge, which really are just little ways to remind people to look up, pay attention, be aware of who the elders are in their lives or in their neighborhoods or in their churches or work sites who may have a need but might not be asking for help. We want to make sure Perry is a place where no elder is ever lonely, hungry, or in need of anything that we could be providing for them.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Wanda. Now we will bring in Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti to talk about some chamber topics First of all, earlier today, Chamber Coffee, always a fun event, this time at a special place. What can you tell me about what happened?
Yeah, so we met at the Hotel Patti, always a great venue for any activity, but it was just nice to have folks there. One thing that was mentioned was the new menu that they had there, so it's just nice to have those hosts be able to share a little bit more information about what's going on with their business, and then also because it's a networking event, hear from others in the business community, what's going on with their business. So just a great monthly activity for people to get out to participate in.
Absolutely. I actually have not missed the Chamber Coffee since I moved here. So that's my endorsement for them. Now, coming up a week from today is the next big event with the Chamber. That is Friday Fest. What's going on with this?
Yeah, so Friday Fest this year, we just have one, July 20th, Friday, of course. And this year's band is Ruckus, a local favorite. I haven't heard them perform, but I've heard great things, and so I'm really excited to see that. So this is a family-friendly event. It's one of those bring-your-own-basket sort of things. There will be some food vendors and some other activities there. For instance, the Dallas County Hospital is hosting and sponsoring the inflatables, the bounce houses, and things like that. So it really is kind of a family-friendly come out and enjoy the community and some live entertainment and just have summer fun. And all that fun starts at 6:30 at Patti Park.
One last thing that you wanted to talk about today is something that you've been working on for what you said seems like forever. That's the online directory. What can you tell me about where this is at?
Yeah, so basically since day one, I saw that as an opportunity to improve our online directory. It was very static before, a little outdated, not easily editable. And so we're working with an upgraded system for our general membership contact management software, just overall. And with that, we're able to integrate into the website with a new updated ready to go directory. So I'm really, really excited about that. It's not quite online yet, but it's right around the corner. So I'm just wanting to get the word out and get people excited about it because it's coming and it's going to be very user friendly. It's going to be a great showcase for our members and also the community to find that information that they're looking for the various businesses here in town.
All right. Well, Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
No, I think that's it. I'll see you at the ambassadors meeting next week.
I will be there. Well, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Wanda Pritzel and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.